With me this morning, I have two people from our sponsors, Amora Care, Tiago and Sarah. And Tiago, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Pleasure to be here.
Now, you've recently won a couple of awards.
We have indeed, yes. We have, we've only been operating for 9 months, so this is quite special for us. We won the Kent Business Awards for Startup of the Year 2023. And we came runners-up for the ESG and Sustainability Business of the Year.
Right, you're going to have to unpack that a little bit. Was to the runner-up one for Sustainability and ESG. ESG?
Yeah, ESG stands for Social Governance and Environmental. So essentially, it is to do with all the efforts a company makes to be more sustainable and to help the environment, etc. And yes, we came runners up for that one. That was a very special one for us because, you know, we plant trees, John. We pledged to plant 1,000 trees to offset the carbon emissions that happen in between visits when our carers do care visits.
Right.
So that's the sustainability piece. And then we are also very strong on social governance and social responsibility because, you know, as you might not know this, but we are one of the best payers in the sector. We really support our carers. You know, we're one of the few companies that really values their care professionals. And in fact, everything that we do starts with our carers, you know, just looking after our team and then building from there. So that's paying for that travel time, you know, paying like a fair and attractive wages, which is something that you know many others are not yet doing. So we're trying to lead the sector in that front as well.
Well, I'm going to pick up on that a little later because the care sector is always in and out of the news.
It is indeed.
So we'll come on to that. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
And your role within Amora Care.
So I'm the registered manager, so I oversee all the care packages from the initial assessments through to us actually going out and supporting our clients.
Right. Do you have a care home at all that you use, or do you go to individual homes?
No, we go and visit people in their own homes.
And what sort of things do you do to care for them?
Anything from supporting someone to have a shower or a bath, to preparing meals, to offering companionship calls, taking them out to local cafes. We also drop people off at their day centres and pick them up. We can take to appointments, anything really, to be fair, from, you know, personal care to just a general visit to keep someone company.
Right. Thank you. We're going to try a bit of music and we'll come back to you after that. You're listening to West Kent Today on West Kent Radio, 95.5, 106.7, 107.2 FM, online, on your smart speaker, and as a special treat this morning, I'm standing on top of the roof and we're doing semaphore. So if you can pick us up that way, let me know. Email studio@westkentradio.co.uk. With me this morning, I have Tiago and Sarah from Amora Care, our sponsors. And Tiago was telling us that they've recently won a new business startup award in Kent and come runner-up in environmental governance and something. There's all these long words where they offset their carbon emissions by planting trees. I'm not going to ask you just yet how many trees you've planted. We'll get to that a little bit later on. But a new startup awards, that means you've only been going... I think you said 2022?
That's correct, yes. Starting 2022. We got a CQC license, Care Quality Commission license in March of this year.
Right. Tell us, how did you come to start? What was the motivation behind it?
Sure. So the main motivation was my grandmother, really. So my grandmother had a stroke back in 2014. And... And, you know, we were looking for care at the time, and at that time I was starting another business venture, and with my family we ended up starting a care home. So that's been going for 8 years now. But the one thing I've learned from running a care home is that most people that go into reluctantly. You know, obviously I'll never question the need for care homes, you know, like there is a space for it. However, you know, that really made me intrigued as to, you know, how can we keep people at home, you know, safe, you know, how can we make such that people don't need to go into full-time care? And that's the basis of Amoria Care. Now, Amoria Care is based on, okay, you know, what do we need to do to support people to really live at home? You know, because the risk you have, John, is if you have an elderly person, a person that's like 85, 90, and they live at home by themselves, if they don't have a proper structure of support at home, you know, in 6 months, if nothing's done, that person's condition could have deteriorated quite, you know, quite strongly, and then they'll have no choice but to go into full-time care. But if you have a purpose-driven care, you know, if you have a support, a way for people to monitor that status, and people to not just check, you know, not just check in boxes, you know, we're very strong about it. You know, we don't want to have a business where, a service where we're just checking boxes. Oh, yeah, John is eating, you know, he's having his lunch, blah, 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 tick, tick, tick. No, you know, we want to go a step further to make sure that we can monitor you at home, that we can look after you, such that in 6 months, in 1 year, in 5 years, you can continue to live at home. So that's the whole ethos of Amoria Care. And that's kind of how it started, yes.
In my previous existence, I used to go and visit a lot of care and nursing homes. And some were very good and kept their, their residents quite happy, plenty of activities, and some just let them flop in a chair with a television on the background in, you know, sleeping most of the day. How do you monitor those you visit to make sure that they're sort of physically and mentally active?
Sure. So that's the trick for us, you know, that for us, that really starts with having a team that's motivated to go and above and beyond, you know, because if the care professional you send into people's homes is not motivated to doing a good job, then it will be really hard to get that monitoring going, you know, so we get that piece right first, and then Sarah here will testify to it, like we get that part right first, and then how we check is that we have an app, for example, where we can track things, you know, so when Sarah builds a care plan together, we have things on there that we'll be monitoring every time, and the carers will be monitoring that, and then that can go into our app, which the families can see, you know, so if a loved one lives, you know, if someone's son or daughter lives abroad or lives in a different county, they can go in the app and see, you know, what's going on. They can see the progress. We can track things on there. And these are some of the things that we do. But again, you know, I think that really starts with having a carer that's motivated to doing a good job, you know, someone that's going to go there, not intent on checking boxes, but someone that, you know, is willing to do a good job. And if they feel empowered to do so, then they do. And that's been our experience so far.
So your care package is not only for the client, for want of a better word, but for the whole family that's involved.
That's exactly right. Because, you know, when you have a loved one that needs care, the toll it takes a toll on the entire family. You know, we've seen so many times, you know, time and time again, when the person actually caring for someone that needs support is sometimes in the worst condition than the person themselves, you know, because they just need help, you know, people are stressed, and that's what we try to do. So when we take a new client, we look to support the whole family, and we see, okay, what do we need to do? How can we bring ease and peace of mind to you in this situation? And that's what we do.
That's a marvelous ethos to have. We're going to come back to Sarah after, I wonder if you recognise this.
West Kent Today with Amoria Care. For dementia, post-discharge and personal care at home. Book a free assessment today at amoriacare.co.uk. West Kent Radio. Do you?
I've got Tiago and Sarah. Now, Sarah, what do you look for in potential carers?
Yeah, well, what I look for the most is good communicational skills, because without conversation, it's very difficult to get to know people. A calmness about someone. If someone's looked after a loved one before, it's normally a good sign that, you know, they are a caring person. it's very difficult in a kind of interview environment to get to know someone that well. But if they can chat away to me, the likelihood is they will chat away to our clients. And I think, yeah, communication is probably one of the most important things to have.
Right. You finished before I was going to, got the next question in my mind. How many carers do you have at the moment?
Oh, gosh, how many do we have at the moment? About seven, eight in total. We have five full-timers, and then we have a few part-timers. All different, all very interesting. And, you know, because it's nice to have a mixture, and it's nice to try and match the carer to the client, because everyone's different.
So what does it involve being a full-time carer?
Kind of around the between 30 and 40 hours a week. Some choose to work mornings, some choose to work evenings, some choose to work weekends. So they're all different. They're all different. Right. But it is the flexibility that we need the most.
Do you do overnight care?
We have done. We do offer overnight care. We offer live-ins. And that happens quite frequently. We get a lot of the husband or wife are the main carer for each other. And then they need a break, or one may need to go into hospital at last minute and haven't got a family member living nearby, so we can step in and help with that.
So flexibility is important.
It's important all the way around, for carers to have that flexibility and for us to have that flexibility of being able to offer and help and give the support when it's needed at quite short notice.
Right. So you're looking after physical and mental needs. I'm going to throw in a curveball now, and so there's also spiritual needs. Do you have any sort of contacts that you use
with the spirit? With the spirit world?
Yeah, not with the spirit world. No. we're not doing that here this morning. I've got enough space on the desk. No.
It's something that's within the assessment process of asking if anyone's got any different kind of needs, and obviously we would always do our best to try and fulfil that. The kind of the most we have at the moment is someone that may want to attend church on a regular basis. We also have clients that have the church service put onto a talking book for them, that kind of thing. So we'd help set that kind of situation up. But we haven't got anything out of the ordinary at the moment. But obviously, you know, if there was, we would try and help support that as best we can.
I think that covers most things. Sometimes some churches have a sort of a pastoral team that, if there's a connection with that church, somebody will visit regularly. But I'm just working out, it's a total care package that you're offering.
It is. I mean, it is. All of our care package are individual to the needs of that person. And also the needs of the family member that's possibly there, you know, as I say, their main carer. And this is what people often don't realise, is that carer, the main carer, is just as important as the client. Yeah. Because without one, the other wouldn't be able to cope. So, there's a lot of husbands and wives or children that are looking after their loved ones. And it's a full-time job.
One of the things I've come across with people is that they don't like a different carer turning up each time.
No, that's true. That's very true. It's something I always talk about at the initial assessment. And we have got a couple of clients that we do only send the one person into. They understand if that one person goes off sick or is on holiday, they would rather have a family member come in and cover that than have more than one carer going in. We have another client that would just like the two. And again, I think this is where, as long as you talk at the initial assessment and explain the hurdles behind that, you know, that the likelihood is if one goes off sick, what would you then like us to do? I think as long as you've both got that level of understanding and you know that, yes, we all the time we can, you will get just the two carers.
Right, I want to come back and talk about clients who have dementia, because that's a totally different field.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear from this... Boing, boing, I'm going to rehearse that. With me this morning, we have Tiago and Sarah from Amora Care, our sponsors, and we're talking about care packages for people, and we can look at the subject of dementia now with Sarah. So, what are you looking out for and the care for people who have dementia?
Again, everyone's an individual, so everybody are slightly different. I try and gather as much information as possible at the initial assessment, which starts to build up a care plan for any individual. Some people with dementia can take a little bit of time to get to know and build that trust up and that relationship up with the carer. And families are very understanding of that. So it is very much a gentle approach with people with dementia. Listening to them, having the time to allow them to answer, having the time to repeat questions to them, and getting into a nice little routine with them, because routine is very important to people with dementia.
Yeah. Quite often when there are cases where the memory is the problem and they don't recognise the carer from day to day, you come across that? And
No, not too much at the moment, to be fair. I think, again, that's where if you send the same familiar faces in, very much helps people with dementia. They may not remember your name, but they will recognise either your voice or something about you. So familiarity is the best thing with that. And also the carers wear uniforms and have name badges on, and generally going with a very gentle approach to people with dementia.
Again, it's looking after each need. And as you say, everybody is different.
It is. And with dementia, any hour, any 10 minutes can be different. Yeah. You know, what you come across one day and what you help with one day can be completely different the next day. So, you know, the carers are there to react to that on each visit and right. Take each visit as it comes.
Great. We're going to round up very, very shortly, but we've got travel, just in case there are some mad people out in this weather, not staying at home like they should do.
West Kent Today with Amora Care, promoting independence and quality of life at home. Book a free assessment today at amoracare.co.uk.
Right, we're going to wrap up our conversation with Tiago and Sarah from Amora Care, who are sponsors of West Kent Today throughout the week. So, Tiago, how can people contact you?
Sure, yes. People can contact us by phone. So you can call 01892-336-842 or just head to the website amoracare.co.uk and you can book your free assessment on there.
So Amora is spelled A-M-O-R-A, so amoracare.co.uk.
That's correct, yes.
Right. Sarah, is that the same for contacting if carers are interested in joining you?
Yep, go through the same website.
And you will contact them in your nice, friendly manner.
Yes, we will invite them in for a lovely interview.
Great. Cup of tea, coffee?
Cup of tea, coffee.
Oh, great.
Yeah, mince pie.
Yeah. Oh, mince pie, right. I'm not going to apply for the job. Not that I don't care, it's just that I probably need a carer. Anyway, thank you, Tiago and Sarah, for coming in this morning to talk about your award and runner-up. And we can wish you every success in the future. And perhaps you'd like to come in again and we can talk about how things are developing.
That's great. Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
My pleasure.